Howdy, everybody. Welcome back to Reading Heathens. I'm your host, Adam B., here with your other host, Daniel T. How you doing, Daniel?
Doing good, man. Yeah, I'm feeling good. Feeling fired up. I'm in the zone. I'm feeling like I can chat about Exodus again. Also feeling like
that's
my accent,
great, Daniel.
Feeling like my accent's a little stronger today.
Daniel, like, you know people tune in for that accent.
Yeah,
that's one of the only charming things about you.
Yeah, it's definitely. I've only got a couple charming things, and one of them's the accent. The other one's my sweet dimple in my cheek. That's the other one.
Daniel,
that's what everyone says.
Do you think just once you could ask me how I'm doing?
Oh yeah, how you doing?
Fine, Daniel. I'm doing just fine. But I tell you what makes me do a little better than fine is we have a wonderful guest. Ashley's back on the show today.
I am back. Yes. Oh, I'm so happy to be here.
How are you doing?
I'm also feeling fired up and ready to go on the edge of my seat. You know, I know what's coming a little bit, and I'm pumped about it.
Yeah, we've got some serious content hitting the pages today. We're talking the plague of the firstborn. That's where we are. If you're just joining us, Moses is trying to save his people from Egypt. He keeps telling Pharaoh to let him go. Pharaoh won't let him go. So the Lord is wrecking Egypt with some wicked, mad plagues, brah. He's tried fire and lightning and hail and a bunch of bugs. And I think we're going to find out that the Lord's patience has been worn thin because this kicks things up a notch.
Yeah, he's done.
Yeah.
He's done with all this mess.
Yeah, like no more insects. Like enough with the bugs. Like it's time to start slaughtering your children. Like that's that's where we take it. You know, DEFCON 1. Here we go.
Oh man, Ashley, did you have a history with the Bible or the Old Testament growing up? Are these plagues familiar to you?
They are familiar to me, but what's interesting is that they're more familiar to me from like an entertainment consumption perspective. So I grew up in a Catholic family. My mom and dad were Catholic. I was baptized Catholic, and we went to church pretty consistently. But what I do not recall is like ever actually, like I never got a Bible, and I was never told to read the Bible. I think with Catholics, like we love to be told what to do and what not to do, and we just follow those rules, and like we don't want to like crack open the great book ourselves and like explore it further. We just, this is what it is, go forth and multiply. And and
you're
so
you're getting lessons at mass.
Yeah, exactly. So I went to church. I did, you know, the communion. I did the confirmation. I think the rails started to go off, or I started to go off the rails like around 14, mostly because by that point, like I was really down to like start committing sin, you know, like of the the premarital relations kind. So I was like, well, this, you know, they're telling me I can't, but like, have they seen some of the people I'm sitting with? Like, that's, that's going to be very, difficult to do. We also have, in my family, my grandfather, was actually gay. And so, you know, that was the '70s was a crazy time. He was married. He had my mom and her siblings, and then he came out as gay and was living, you know, his lifestyle. And we're sitting there in church, and you know, the priest is just railing against the gays, and I'm like, Mom, like, is it cool with you that like he's up there saying Grandpa's gonna like burn in hell when he dies? And she's she's like, you know what, probably not. So we kind of dipped and got out of there. And, it's been a weird relationship with, Catholicism and spirituality, ever since. But, there was a time.
I feel like that's a huge hurdle for a lot of people, is realizing that you love a lot of the people the Bible is explaining are going to go to hell.
Yeah, yeah.
And you're also like old enough to know, wait a second, I'm pretty sure this is a much better person than the, like, the 90% of the people in here.
Yeah, something doesn't quite add up at a certain point when you start really listening. You know, what was also interesting, too, was we had a little more time to think about what was being said in church, because our priest was actually a narcoleptic and would sometimes fall asleep in the middle of his sermons.
Oh, my gosh. So that's the best. Holy damn. That's like an entire season of a TV show.
So he would, you know, drop a couple lines and then would start to snore, and we'd all kind of have to sit there for a bit and wait for him to snap out of it.
You just have to, and you also have to be, you know, respectful, so nobody can like laugh or say anything silly, because it's
no,
a, yeah,
you're it's between you and God at that point, really. You're in the house of the Lord, and you're just waiting for him to wake up.
Now, would the pastor have in Catholicism? Do they always wear a hat whenever they're preaching? Don't they have hats?
They do have hats, but I want to say that it was only brought out on like special occasions. I don't remember too many hats.
If I can guess where Daniel's going, I think he's trying to figure out if the hat fell off when he fell asleep.
I'm like, does he have to pin that hat on?
Or, right. Yeah. No, like there would be some robe adjustments, you know, when he woke up, and some startled looks, like he kind of, you know, maybe even forgot that he was preaching at that point. You wake up to a room of worshipers just looking patiently at you.
This is a great, like, would be a great like Key and Peele sketch, where what I would do in my sketch is I would turn it to a Southern Baptist preacher who's doing some real fire and brimstone, you know, preaching. They would get all over the stage, you know. But I just want them to just be screaming and yelling about Job or something, and then just kind of fall down flat, and then wake back up, snap back into the fire and brimstone, and then fall down flat again.
I think that's an effective, I think in that case, Daniel, it's kind of like a performance trait.
Yeah. Yeah.
Well, Ashley, thank you for sharing your fantastic history with the Bible. I'm so sorry that you're going to hell. Really makes me feel bad. That might make you luckier than some of the people we're about to check in on today.
You're not wrong.
Because the Exodus chapter 11 is a short one. It's surprisingly short. I'm just going to read it in one quick little burst here. This is the plague of the firstborn from the New International Version of the Bible. Now the Lord had said to Moses, I will bring one more plague on Pharaoh and on Egypt. After that, he will let you go from here. And when he does, he will drive you out completely. Tell the people that men and women alike are to ask their neighbors for articles of silver and gold. The Lord made the Egyptians favorably disposed toward the people, and Moses himself was highly regarded in Egypt by Pharaoh's officials and by the people. Weird. So Moses said, this is what the Lord says. About midnight, I will go throughout Egypt. Every firstborn son in Egypt will die, from the firstborn son of Pharaoh who sits on the throne to the firstborn son of the female slave who is at her handmill, and all the firstborn of the cattle as well. There will be a loud wailing throughout Egypt, worse than there has ever been or ever will be again. But among the Israelites, not a dog will bark at any person or animal. Then you will know that the Lord makes a distinction between Egypt and Israel. All these officials of yours will come to me, bowing down before me and saying, go, you and all the people who follow you. After that, I will leave. Then Moses, hot with anger, left Pharaoh. The Lord had said to Moses, Pharaoh will refuse to listen to you so that my wonders may be multiplied in Egypt. Moses and Aaron performed all these wonders before Pharaoh, but the Lord hardened Pharaoh's heart, and he would not let the Israelites go out of his country. The end.
Not good.
Wow.
Not good things with him.
You know, I read through this earlier, and none of this interesting stuff stuck out to me. I love that Moses is hot with anger.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And I hope it means hot as in sexy as hell. I like me an angry Moses man finally being like, we're gonna kill all of everybody.
Yeah.
Everybody's going, every last one of yous.
Yeah. And the cattle too.
And so Daniel, I have to apologize because I told you there weren't construction workers in Egypt, which of course there are, but it appears there are also slaves in Egypt that are not Israelites, and God's going to fuck their children up too.
Yeah, that part is real. That was a real bummer. It's like,
to
oh no.
To the female slave at her handmill, it's like, cut her a break.
Yeah.
Yeah, when but... it rains, it pours, I guess. Like... Pretty rough
God.
Over there.
Oh. What do you guys think about the great wailing that will be heard? Because that's something that stuck with me even as a kid, as like being kind of eerie that like, oh, everyone's just going to be weeping so hard. And Egypt just like, you zoom out and the whole country is like, ah!
Well, it kind of creates this a picture that, I don't know. This was actually something that I really loved about the Prince of Egypt, actually, because it's like it comes quietly in the night that all the kids' breath is just snatched out of them, and then afterwards it's just wailing mothers. Like, it kind of paints like a kind of disturbing picture of wailing mothers and their first sons all dead, and the cows too.
Oh, go ahead. Sorry, Ashley. What's that?
No, I was just going to say, like, I think, I don't recall when I was going to Sunday school, like, I don't think they taught us that it was just the firstborn males. I definitely remember nuns looking at me being like, and you'll go too as the firstborn if you don't believe. So, like, that was, like, intense for me. As a kid, being like, we have to put, that was it lamb blood or something? Like, we had to do whatever we could over the door. I was like, I don't want to go. I'm the eldest. Like, but that's Catholicism for you. It's like straight up traumatizing for most of the time you worship within it.
So where did you encounter these nuns? There were like nuns in your, because I only went to tiny little Catholic churches in Arkansas.
Yeah. They were our Sunday school teachers. They were like there was a head nun, and she would like visit the classrooms, and it was like, you talk about like, you know, the creepy, like spirit coming over a town, like that was the head nun as she crept through the halls of our Sunday school, you know, breathing sort of stopped, and she like, she was from a generation of like, hit him with a ruler, like that's cool. So
I think a nun like that could have solved this problem a little more quickly than Moses.
Yeah,
like, oh man, if God would have just sent an angry nun into Pharaoh, could have avoided all the plagues.
This nun, for sure. I mean, God rest her soul. She's passed on many years now, but she could have. Yeah, this would have been a one and done. Like, there wouldn't have been any need to go through, you know, snatching the lives of little kids. But that's what the Lord wanted.
It's what the Lord wanted. It's what the Egyptians knew were going to happen. Because at this point, Moses is well respected.
Yeah.
Like, mm-hmm.
Everyone kind of likes the guy or is at least scared of him.
Well, this is what I was getting at on the last pod where everyone else other than Pharaoh, everyone else whose hearts aren't getting hardened, I guess, has seen, like, you know, because at every plague, there's most plagues, there's an example of how it's not happening to the Israelites. So what everyone's assuming, or like what I've read, is everyone assumes that at this point, all of Egypt is like, Moses is a magic man who does all these terrible things and can take them away. He is obviously favored by their God. And in this world, we, even if it's not our God, if it's clear that we're going against someone else's God, who's actually doing things bad to us, you know, we respect that person. And so I think that's what's supposed to be going on here. In this parentheses, or you know, in this like kind of, you know, Moses is respected idea.
Yeah, there's a parenthetical in this. One second. I want to look up Exodus. I want to look up the King James version.
Oh yeah, like see if they also have the same verbiage, or like, or not same, but like same layout.
Yeah. Speak in the King James Version, verse 2-4 reads like this: Speak now in the ears of the people, and let every man borrow of his neighbor, and every woman of her neighbor, jewels of silver and jewels of gold. And the Lord gave the people favor in the sight of the Egyptians. Moreover, the man Moses was very great in the land of Egypt, in the sight of Pharaoh's servants, and in the sight of the people. So yeah, it's not a parenthetical, and it's basically the same.
Yeah. Well, it's something I didn't pick up there is the Lord's doing that. The Lord's kind of screwing over Pharaoh by making everybody like Moses.
Yeah. Yeah, this is, I mean, one thing to take away from these plagues, I guess, is like, this is what the Lord wanted to tell. This is the story that he wanted told. This is how he wanted it to go down. This is like the Star Wars prequels. This is unrestrained George Lucas, I mean, God, doing its thing. So, you know, he could have gone about it a lot of different ways.
He sure could have.
But this is
lot of different options here. A lot of diplomatic options, probably, but brute force is certainly, you know, one way to get things done.
Yeah. It is a way.
You know, what I thought was interesting when I was reading it was the, I think it says something like, there will be a great wailing, the greatest that there ever has been or ever will be. And that ever will be kind of stood out to me because, like, silver lining, question mark? Like, maybe if they just, like, bite the bullet on this one go, like, at least they know it'll never get worse than that, right?
That's what I'm thinking. I think we need to move to Egypt. I think we need to move to Egypt to wait out global warming because we know the very worst it can get there.
Yeah.
You know, things might get worse elsewhere, but we'll be relatively safe in Egypt.
Yeah, totally.
Well, you have to be careful because the Lord will, he'll pull some technicalities on you because he said a long time ago back when he drowned the whole world that he wasn't going to ever do those kinds of things again. Mm. But
no, he said he would never destroy the world through the same means again.
Yeah, see, he pulls a little bit legal mumbo jumbo there. Yeah, because he then later on burns, you know, a whole city to the ground, you know, and then now he's got locusts coming around. So you gotta watch the verbiage there with the Lord sometimes.
Yeah, great PR team, like really well done on the Lord's part.
Yeah, yeah. I think the next plague will be, we took your mouths away, so now you cannot wail.
But that does not mean we will not inflict the greatest pain upon you.
What do you guys think about this chapter? How would you rate this tiny little chapped on a scale of 1 to 5 stars? I'm doing fine, guys. I'm holding it together today.
This one rattles you. You know, I'll go first because I'll jump in there. And I will say, and you know, I've heard your scoring before, so I know this may come as a bit of a shock, but I'm going to give it a 5 because to me, this is like leave no stone unturned, leave no child unkilled. Like, this is... You know, real, like...
That sounds like a Planned Parenthood t-shirt to me. Sure. Leave
That's
no
where
child
your money goes.
Unkilled.
That's where your money goes. And so I really think, like, we're seeing how serious right now the Lord wants those Hebrews out of Egypt, and Moses has to get it done. And yeah, it's quite the sharp turn from locusts and fleas and lice and things to murder your babies. So I'm giving it a 5.
Nice, nice.
Hell yeah. The grand finale.
I do agree. I agree this one's like, but I kind of feel that maybe he came back with a harder swing because the darkness thing kind of fell flat, you know. Kind of like we were speaking about, that one wasn't, you know, was kind of a bomb, so he's like, you know what, here you go, dead children. But no, we're about to do it. And this was a pretty good one, even though it was short. I do have to dock it though for being a shorty, but I'm gonna go with another 4.0 stars.
I'm gonna treat this chapter a little more harshly because we get the lead up and we don't get the payoff. Could have smashed those things together. And also, I have a feeling, guys, if I give this one a low rating, the Lord might come back at us with an even more brutal plague. That's what I got my fingers crossed for. So I'm going to give it a 3.5.
Okay.
That's where I'm going to sit this bad boy. Ashley, thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you so much for having me.
If you ever get the burn and urge to spend a cozy Sunday afternoon with the Bible, come on back.
I never thought I'd honestly be able to say that kind of a sentence, but I might get that burning urge. So thanks for giving me an outlet for it.
Hell yeah, dude.
Absolutely. Ashley, where can the people find your dog on the internet?
Yeah, it's @itme_Charlie. And just look for the cutest dang golden retriever he ever did see. And that's her. That's where she'll be.
Oh, I'm looking at it right now. This is the cutest dang golden retriever I've ever seen in my life.
See? No false advertising here.
If you've got a hole in your heart that Reading Heathens isn't filling, I guarantee this is a better place to go and have some joy in your life.
Yeah.
Thanks for listening, everybody. You can email us hostedpod@gmail.com. You can find us on Instagram, hostedpod. What else do we have, Daniel? Please take us out of here.
Well, please go on Twitch, twitch.tv/hostedpod. We're part of the Hosted Pod Network. We got a bunch of friends who are doing great shows. More things will happen all the time. We're going to do fun things. I hear rumblings of a D&D stream, which should be exciting. And listen, Warren, thanks for being here, Ashley, and bye.
Bye.